Yes, I have made several calls. I still have in-laws, brothers that are in Buguma, even right now. I called that this is what I heard, how true it is. So with all the information I gathered, they said Tenny just climbed the stage, not up to within 5 minutes. So the cameramen that followed her, anywhere she turned, they were like snapping and snapping, not giving her breathing space to exploit herself and feel her fans, feel the audience. So she asked them to please give her chance, let them go down from the stage. But the cameramen that were there refused to obey the instruction. Instead of giving her the full stage to perform as of what she was called to do, they just went to a side of the stage. And beside the back of the stage, there are some young men, I think also in the line of people who organized the program, we are there drinking. So one of them, like, people should go down now, allow this lady to have the full stage to perform, and that is why she's here. Those boys, the cameramen, refuse. So the one of them say, "Ah, Ibela, I rukisraba," as in saying in Calabar dialect, "If you don't give chance, I will pour you the drinks. I am drinking," because they were already drinking there. So he said he will not leave. The cameramen were proving so stubborn, and she herself too was not feeling too comfortable to exercise what she knows how to do best. So according to the source, he said the guy there poured the one of the cameraman drink, and that is where the whole problem started. So them again too picked a bottle close to them, throw to the other person, not to Tenio, not to any of our crew, not to her. The performing was still going on. So when the other person now threw back again, the bottle now entered into the audience. The audience threw it back. That was where the opera start. Bottles were not thrown to Tenny. Nobody harasses Tenny. Nobody disturbed her. But when she was seeing that people were just throwing bottle upon themselves anyhow, she now came down. And as proper, and the process of going down, our security personnel, we are the one that shot gun into the air for people to give way so that they can quickly move her out of that environment. Since people started throwing out things up and down, and that was how she left. That even in the process, about 7 years old girl, stampage, fell down. That even before they brought water, the girl was revived. Now, when they were there, there was no record of any death, and that was how Tenny was taken away. That the gun that was shot was the security men. Why did they shoot the gun? Because people are just started throwing bottles here and there. So they want to clear the crowd for the Tenny to just leave peacefully. And when they leave, the gun stopped. That was where the whole thing started, that nobody attempted to kidnap her. Nobody harassed or molested or any kind of anything. That it was not like that. And that was it. That even the Okorinama, they were saying, when the whole thing started happening now, Okorinama brothers quickly packed Okorinama children back to the house. Okorinama was like looking for his children before they now called Okorinama, one of the organizers of the program, that your children or your son is at home. He went back home to confirm if truly the son was at home. He went back and saw that the son was at home. He came back again to the square to see how things would be calmed down. That was the information I got. The person who gave me the information is still in Abonima right now as I'm speaking to you.